It was the daughter who really interested Dillman. She had inherited her mother's good looks and her father's prominent chin, but she lacked the animation of either parent. Flicking her head to and fro, the one seemed to be buzzing with controlled energy and, even in a reflective mood, the other exuded a kind of dormant vitality. Their daughter, however, dressed in a smart blue frock of striped zephyr, was so lackluster as to appear almost ill. Her face wore an expression of grim resignation, and it occurred to Dillman that she looked less like a girl about to undergo a thrilling maritime experience with her parents than a female prisoner being escorted by two warders. The pandemonium outside increased audibly as late arrivals hurried to join the train and porters trundled past with the last of the trunks and suitcases. Tearful farewells took place the entire length of the platform before a warning was shouted and a whistle was blown. The engine then came to life, displaying its power with a series of thunderous emissions of steam, inching away, then slowly gathering speed. A great concerted cheer went up from those on the platform as they sent friends and relations off on the first stage of their journey of a lifetime. It was only then that the young woman came fleeting.